Good evening and welcome to It's the Economy. I'm your host this week, Claudia Cragg. But first of all, the news headlines from Maeve Conran. To begin this evening's programme, we're going to speak now with Martin Ford. Martin is a computer software entrepreneur and engineer whose latest book is The Lights in the Tunnel, Automation, Accelerating Technology and the Economy of the Future. He makes the case that a basic shift is occurring in the economy. Technology is becoming autonomous and job automation will invade virtually every employment sector. But he also pointed out in a recent article in the Huffington Post, entitled Gordon Gekko on Steroids, How Wall Street Computers Amplify Risk, that the technology that is wielded by Wall Street players has accelerated dramatically and may be running amok and played a crucial role in the 2008 global financial crisis. So here we are, Martin Ford, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, computer engineer and author.
The thing that economists really don't appreciate is the extent to which technology today is really not quite the same as it's been historically. Economists assume that it's basically been the same thing going on throughout history. But we're really at a whole new world now in terms of what information technology is capable of, in terms of the speeds of computers, the capability of computers. And one way that's having an impact is directly on Wall Street in terms of the financial innovations that are now possible purely because of computers. If you look at the crisis that we just went through, you know, there have been bubbles throughout history. We've always had, you know, stock market bubbles and asset bubbles of different kinds. What's really different about this one is the extent to which it became a global crisis. I mean, it was scattered almost instantly throughout the whole world, you know, came pretty close to bringing the entire world economy down. And that happened largely because of what is made possible by technology today.
Software algorithms that incorporate artificial intelligence are trading at speeds that almost travelers fast as, you know, light itself. I mean, they flash around the world, and they are also passive, aren't they? They're set up to interpret certain indicators and act accordingly. Is that how it works?
That's right, and it's happening and this is just how technology is now. You know, 10 years from now, we'll have at least 32 times the computing power that we have today. So it keeps accelerating. They're going to be, it's not just a question of what they're doing right now that we don't quite understand. It's what they're going to do in the future. And the future is going to be dramatically more than it is today. And they're going to be doing things that we don't expect, things that we really don't understand. Already, I think there are software programs out there doing things that no human being really fully understands what's happening, and certainly can't comprehend, you know, at the instant it's happening, because it's happening so fast. So there are a lot of very unpredictable things that will certainly happen in the future as a result of this.
So basically, this is another facet of incomprehension, because as we've all discovered, very few people have understood derivatives. And then what you're implying, that there also is another aspect of incomprehension, which is the technical side of the trading. Is that right?
That's right. And in the future, there may be still more things, more innovations, more things like the derivatives that cause the problems. They'll invent new types of things, probably even more sophisticated. We're going to have very, very high-speed trading, trading, you know, purely by machines using all kinds of artificial intelligence algorithms. And the next thing is, who knows what? There will be things that I can't even predict that will happen. Just because technology is advancing so quickly, computers are becoming faster and faster, people will figure out new things to do with them. And, you know, Wall Street is right at the front of that, because they can make huge profits by employing those technologies and getting some kind of advantage.
This isn't just a moving forward. It's almost like a moving backwards to an era of mysticism, where you have algorithmic equations and possibilities that are beyond the comprehension of most people. Therefore, they're also not being addressed in finance reform or the potential for reining in with regulation, are they? Because people aren't really addressing this issue at all.
The main issue I see with the financial reform is that it tries to fix the crisis that we had instead of really preventing the one that we're going to have 3 years or 10 years from now, whatever. And the thing is that this crisis happened because people didn't anticipate the impact of derivatives and new things that are going on. The next crisis will probably happen because there'll be something entirely new happening. So what we need is a type of reform that's very flexible, and I think it should focus on reining in the behavior of the top executives at the firms. I think that's what you might think of as the point where you really have leverage in terms of the government being able to have some kind of control over this. Is they've got to take a look at the way that top people are compensated and the kind of bonuses they're getting, the kind of incentives they have to take risk while not really risking their own money. That's where the real problem lies.
That has got some traction in EU, the countries of the European Union, but of course it's been fought very vigorously by lobbyists and by politicians who earn their money and their support from the financial sector. You suggested two kinds of taxes that could be imposed, but you know, as you referred to Nouriel Roubini and the greed factor and how he pointed out that greed isn't that surprising, therefore given the greed, it's not surprising. Surprising, they don't want to tax themselves more than they do.
That's right. I mean, that's the whole problem is that these people, you know, via the lobbyists, they have enormous power. And in fact, the reform bill that was just passed was pretty much, you know, the two teeth were pulled right out of it. I mean, it's better than nothing, but it's definitely, you know, pretty lenient. I mean, it's unclear that it's really going to have that much of an impact in terms of even regulating and controlling the things that caused the trouble last time. You know, last time. So there's no way that it's going to be able to deal with new things that come up that are unanticipated. I think what Roubini said is exactly correct, is that greed is always going to be there. The only real counterweight to greed is fear. You know, these people have to have fear that they're going to lose real money somehow. As long as that fear doesn't exist, and right now it really doesn't. If you can run a firm, you know, take on lots of risk and then still take your bonus out ahead of time, put all that money in a safe place and keep it for yourself, then, you know, there really isn't an incentive to be that cautious. And I think that's, to a large extent, what is going on.
Well, perhaps these same algorithms and software brains could be used to apply some sort of accountability factor. I think what everybody's talked about at great length is there has been no accountability for the crisis. There appears that there never will be, and it's up to regulators to apply their sense of regulation. But is there not perhaps some algorithmic computation that could put in an accountability factor? Has that ever occurred to anyone?
I don't know. It might be possible, but the problem is there isn't an incentive on Wall Street to put that into place. That's something that would need to be done by some central authority. The incentive on Wall Street is to make money, is to build algorithms to somehow get an advantage over the competition and make money perhaps in fractions of a second. And every firm is trying to do that. No, I don't think any of them are particularly concerned about the system as a whole and the impact of what they're doing on the system as a whole, in part because they know that the worst comes to worst, the government's going to step in and bail them out. You know, that will have to happen because if it doesn't happen, we won't have a financial system, and then everyone will really be worse off.
For our average listeners, Martin Ford, the points you make about employment and technology will have a great deal of resonance, because you do make some very important points about structural unemployment and declining wages and the impossibility of mobility for most workers. Would you like to elaborate on?
Sure. Yeah, that's actually the primary focus of my book, The Lights in the Tunnel. I think this, again, is something that economists simply don't understand because they think that it's the same technological advance that's been going on, you know, since the Industrial Revolution, perhaps for hundreds of years. But it's not the same. We're in, you know, technology, information technology is clearly accelerating. It's moving at a faster and faster rate. And we are sooner or later going to get to the point where machines and computers can do many of the routine type jobs that average people do. If you stand back and look at the whole economy, most of the work that gets done in the economy that needs to get done is at some level basically routine and repetitive in nature. I mean, most people, even people with college degrees, are doing jobs where they do the same types of things again and again. There will come a point when computers and machines, you know, get to the level where they can almost do that or do it entirely. And you know, at that point, people are basically going to be outcompeted. So we are going to see people more and more simply dropping out of the workforce and becoming unemployable. I believe that. I think that has been going on. It's been one of the things that has led to the struggles that the middle class currently has. I mean, there's certainly many other important things too. Globalization and jobs going to China and other places like that is certainly up to this point may have been more important even. But in the future, as technology accelerates, I believe that it will really be technology and particular job automation that is really going to have a fairly dramatic impact on employment markets, especially for those people that, that don't necessarily have a high degree of training. And in many cases, even people that do have training, if they have college degrees in specific areas, they're still going to be susceptible to machines and software that can do large portions of their job, if not their whole job. And so we're going to run into a problem in the future. I think the economists simply vastly underestimate how big that problem is going to be.
If we're finally now getting close to that tipping point where autonomous technology is going to do all the typical jobs required by most people in the economy, what is the average man or woman seeking to work for a living to do?
It's, you know, it's a very difficult challenge for individual people. I mean, the standard line that you'll hear from, you know, economists and so forth is get more training so that you can do something higher level. But ultimately that won't work because the machines are going to be accelerating and becoming more and more capable. And, you know, they're going to catch up even with people that have training. So, you know, the short answer is probably yes, do try to get more training if you can. But in the long run, I honestly believe this is a problem that's going to have to be solved by government, by policy, rather than by individual people. I mean, individual people can do the best for themselves and try to compete with other people to get the few jobs that are going to be out there. But in terms of a systemic solution, something that's going to solve the whole thing, I think government will have to ultimately step in and do something, probably something quite radical.
That was Martin Ford, contributor to the Huffington Post, computer engineer, whose latest book is The Lights in the Tunnel, Automation, Accelerating Technology and the Economy of the Future. And this is KGNU, Denver Boulder, at 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and streaming live on the web at kgnu.org.